With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Montana's increased fuel taxes raised $6.2 million for road and bridge projects for cities and counties in its first 4 months. Cities and counties were notified last week of the amounts available to them. They can request the funding beginning March 1st. The local governments must have a plan to use the money and a $1 match for every $20 they're seeking. The Montana legislature last year increased the gasoline tax from 27 cents a gallon to 31.5 cents. The public will get an update on the polluted Smurfit Stone paper mill site near Frenchtown tonight at 7 o'clock. Environmental Protection Agency spokesman Robert Moeller says state and federal environmental officials will
be available to provide an update about the remedial investigation that's ongoing for the site and be available to address concerns and questions about the site. And as a part of that team, we'll have the project managers and the toxicologist who will talk about the ecological and human health risk assessments that are part of the remedial investigation.
The 3,200-acre Smurfit Stone site was proposed for listing under the EPA's Superfund program in 2013 over concerns about soil and groundwater contamination. Risk assessments completed last year on the property's agricultural sections found the contamination is unlikely to pose human or environmental health concerns. Similar testing is underway on the site's remaining core industrial footprint. Moeller says those results are expected later this year. Tonight's meeting starts at 7 p.m. at Frenchtown Junior High School. A federal judge has granted a motion allowing two people who say they were sexually abused by a Roman Catholic priest in Absorkey in the 1970s and 80s to move forward with their complaints in state court. The Great Falls Tribune reports yesterday's order by U.S. bankruptcy judge Jim Pappas said the parties were not making progress in negotiations. The Diocese of Great Falls Billings filed for bankruptcy protection while working to settle 86 claims for abuse that took place in eastern Montana from the 1940s to the 1980s. Attorneys for the two victims whose cases are moving forward argued processing their claims at the state level would provide more insight in reaching a settlement for the other 84 plaintiffs. Pappas said settlement talks on the other 84 cases can continue while the court cases proceed. Officials are planning for a new morgue that's expected to save Yellowstone County $50,000 a year to be operational by the end of 2018. The Billings Gazette reports the state and the county are putting in nearly $1 million to fund a new morgue that has additional space to perform autopsies and to store bodies. Officials say the current morgue that operates out of a Billings hospital is in a confined space, and it only has one workstation where autopsies are conducted. The state is planning to sign a 20-year lease on the new facility. Officials are also hoping the new space will be able to house the Billings Crime Lab. Jesse Royer won Montana's Race to the Sky sled dog race for the fourth time. The Independent Record reports Royer crossed the finish line of the 300-mile race in Lincoln at 7:23 p.m. yesterday with 10 dogs. In 1994, at age 17, Royer was the first female and the youngest musher to win the Race to the Sky, which was a 500-mile race at the time. Royer, who lives in Utah, also won the race in 2015 and 2016. She was the Rookie of the Year at her first Iditarod trail sled dog race in 2001. She plans to compete in the 1,100-mile race from Anchorage to Nome again this year. Police say exposure likely played a role in the death of a man whose body was found in a sleeping bag outside a business complex in Billings during a cold snap. Billings Police Sergeant Harley Cagle said in a statement that police responding to reports of a deceased individual found the victim lying in some bushes earlier this afternoon. Temperatures were in the single digits in Billings this morning after dropping below zero earlier in the week. Cagle says the unidentified victim was about 50 years old and probably had been camping at the site where his body was found. The Montana Supreme Court says statements a woman made to a doctor while being treated for injuries suffered in a domestic assault case were admissible during the perpetrator's trial. Aaron Porter of Belgrade is serving a 15-year prison sentence for felony aggravated assault for the August 2014 attack. He appealed, arguing his constitutional rights were violated when the emergency room doctor testified, the victim did not testify, and Porter argued he was not allowed to confront his accuser. the Supreme Court ruled last week that the woman's statements were made for the purposes of medical diagnosis or treatment, and such statements are an exception to the hearsay rule. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging support for legislative efforts in Washington state to pass a carbon pollution tax to address climate change. Kerry says that while the U.S. has pulled out of the Paris Agreement, individual states, such as Washington, can lead on the issue.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. At this hour, controversial right-wing speaker Mike Adams is giving a lecture at the University of Montana. Adams, a professor of criminal justice at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, was brought to Missoula by a conservative donor to UM's journalism school. Maria Cole supports the Jeff Cole Distinguished Lecture Series, named for her late husband, who was a journalist. The series is typically sponsored by the University School of Journalism. This year, the school's dean, Larry Abramson, objected to Adams and pulled the school's sponsorship. UM President Seth Bodner issued a statement today saying, quote, "It is possible for us to stand firmly in support of free speech while also standing firm in our values," end quote. Ethan Holmes is a University of Montana student.
Well, I'm here to see Mike Adams. I'm glad that he's giving a speech here on campus because I think he brings some diverse viewpoints that aren't normally expressed here. I'm excited to see how people interpret them and how we have a dialogue on campus following the event. So.
Sam Duncan came to protest the event.
To have somebody invite this speaker here is hurtful and encourages this kind of perspective and speech in our community. And I don't think that for any effing reason we should invite people with these perspectives here. That sends the message that you support these views and that they're welcome here. And I would hope that they're not.
There was a substantial police presence outside the theater where Adams was speaking. A crowd of 20 to 30 protesters stood out front holding signs and chanted an objection to his appearance. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.